There's a Gemara in Sachem on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara in Erevin. I think it's Kuf Sadi Beis Amid Beis, where they discuss the issue of what's the definition, what's considered being in the same room. The Gemara in Sachem is talking about the Karban Pesach. You have to eat the Karban Pesach. You have to be in the same room. So the Mishnah defines from which part in the doorway and inside. It gets into a discussion of what's considered being in the same room. And then, and the Gemara in Erevin also discusses it as well. But so the Gemara in Pesachim says that this, so what does Karban Pesach have to do with Tefillah? So Rav says that this halacha, but with the definition of what applies by Karban Pesach also applies to Tefillah, and Yeshua ben Levi disagrees with Rav. So what exactly, it says that it doesn't apply to prayer. So what applies, what doesn't apply? So Rashi has a different pshat in the Gemara, which might lead us to much more, a totally different pshat. But Tosfos learns, and this is the way we see him to Paskin, that the whole machlokas between Rav and Yeshua ben Levi is, can I answer to a minyan if you're not actually in the same room or not? I think you're outside the room. Whatever the definition of a room is, we'll see. So if you're in the room, you have 10 people in the room, so of course that's a minyan. So according to Tosis, everyone agrees you need 10 people in the room to make the minyan. The question is, if I'm the 11th person or 12th and I'm outside the room, we'll see how outside where you are, but could I answer to that minyan? So according to Rav, even to answer Amen to the Kaddish, etc., you have to be in the room. And according to Rav Shua ben Levi, the way we pass in, as long as there's a minion inside, you can answer. So based on the way Tosus learns the Gemara, and seems to be the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well, that you have to be in the same room, that, so therefore, it should come out that there should be no discussion that if you don't have 10 people in the same room, you can't have a minyan. And the only machlokes is, if you do have a minyan in one room, are you allowed to answer to it? So we assume yes, according to Yeshua ben Levi. According to Rav, you can't even answer. I'm not sure I guess we have to get him what would be the issue of answering. That's a separate discussion. So it seems to be an open and closed case then. So whether it's a Zoom minyan or it's what they call the porch minyanim, where everyone's, you know, I'd say everyone's outside, but, you know, they're in, people are at different homes, they're on their own yards, and let's say they see each other. So it seems to be like there's nothing to discuss. So where does the discussion even begin? So the discussion begins, well, some might be the Gaonim, but the Rashba is famously quoted as where it begins, you know, where one of the earlier sources, because the Mishnah in Brachas, the Avnun Amin Aleph, talks about the issue of Zeman. Can two groups combine to make a Zeman? So the Rashba writes that even if the two groups are in different places inside the house, and for that matter, even if they're, he seems to say, even if it's not in one house, but as long as they could see each other from the other group, then they all count together. So the way the Rashba learns the Gemara is by Zeman, if you have two different groups, they want to combine, they can combine for a Zeman. And therefore the Rashba says, so too for a Minyan. That even if people, so according to the Rashba, whether it's Zeman or whether it's a Minyan, even if you're in different places, as long as you can see each other, you could count for a Minyan. That's where the discussion comes up. So what does it do with the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pehei? So clearly he's learning, that Gemara is talking about when you can't see each other. So when you can't see each other, when you have a machitza in between, so then that's what we're talking about. So I guess it's talking about when you can't see each other, you can only, I guess you could hear each other, so then you need a minyan to, in that room. But if you have two people, if you have two groups seeing one another, so then you could have a, so then you could be mitzdara for the minyan. However, the Rashbash is quoted in others, most opinions reject the Rashba. They say, what about the Rashba's Raya of a Zeman? No, so he says, no, the question of a Zeman is, you know, you need three for a Zeman. So the issue was, they had two groups of three, and they wanted the Mitztarev to make one Rov Hadras Melech. So therefore, he says, you can't, so it's compared to, perhaps the question would be, if you have 10 and 10. If you have 10 in one place, then and you could see each other, so then you can make it one big minion, perhaps. But to take a pre-exist, in other words, if it's a pre-existing minion, you could be a mitzdara, but to create a tzira through seeing by itself, if you're indifferent, that, he says, the Rashba is a minority view. And therefore they reject the Rashba. So the whole, and it's not even clear, the Rashba is saying b'toras efshur. So the whole shaila is, everyone agrees l'chadchila one should be in the same room. And that's why you also have to be careful sometimes during minyanim in the house or wherever, that you could have a living room and dining room, I guess depending on what's the definition of the room, that everyone perhaps should be in the same room. As a, you know, if you have 10 in one room, it wouldn't make a difference. But if you have 5 and 5, it's probably best anyway. If not, you'd be lying on the rush, but if not. So that's where this issue comes up, the relying on the Rashba. So the question is, can we paskin like the Rashba? B'shas hadchak b'di'eved, do we accept, is this Rashba totally rejected wahalacha? Or no, it's like anything in b'shas hadchak b'di'eved, I mean. So there's a famous maisa with the chidat that he actually said, he brings it back home. We're in quarantine now, and in Italy they were in quarantine. And the case was, it was a different type of quarantine. And people, well, I guess similar in that sense, they weren't able to, you had to stay in your same home. You can't have different people from other households coming into your house. So the question was, could they have one house had four, the other house had six, and if they could both see each other from outside through the window, even though the four are asked to come into the house, could they join in for the minyan? So the chida, realizing it's a shas hadchak, he said we could rely on the Rashba as long as we're able to see each other. However, the chida as well is the chikri lev disagreed with him, and he says even b'shas hadchak it's difficult to rely on the Rashba. And in fact, that's what Rev Yitzchak Yosef writes in his tshuva as well, that based on this, he says we go with the chikri lev, not yet that we don't go with the Rashba at all, and therefore you can't participate in a porch minyan. But he does allow perhaps the answering. So that's the question is, you know, he might say that you could answer, he was against it. The most strict on the matter, or one of the most strict, is Rev Herschel Schachter, and perhaps we'll read his Tshuva, either maybe at a later time. He says he writes, it's a more lengthy in Hebrew, but he has an English summary as well. But he writes basically that it's a difference between tefillahs which require a davish of the Kedusha, Hazaras Hashat, Priyas HaTorah, other things, while Zeman, which don't require, it's not a davish of the Kedusha, so you don't require a minhag. Therefore, it's not even clear. Number one, it's not even clear by Zeman's Ashayla, but then to equate Zeman to tefillah, that's a big jump. And Rav Shakta points out that the Bir Halacha in Simen Aleph, I think it's Simen Nun Hey, but in Chelek Aleph, he's more Meiko. But late in his Chelek Beis, he's not. He claims that the Chelek Beis is much more, is the one you rely on, that is much, goes into much more Lumdis and everything else. So he says, even B'Shas Hadchak, like we are right now, he says no, that you can't rely with the Rashba's rejected completely, and therefore even B'Shas Hadchak we don't rely on the Rashba. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rabbi Shalaiz. We'll go into Rav Shechter Shita more later on. So on the other hand, Rabbi Shalaiz is quoted, and he has his pamphlet out on the coronavirus, where he writes about the different tshuvas. So therefore, he says, B'Shas Hadchak, you can rely on the Rashba. In fact, he seems to learn, Efshar means he's saying it's okay. It's a Shiloh. According to the way Rav Shechter learns in the simple Efshar, is that the Rashba himself isn't so sure about what he's saying. According to Rav Usher Weiss, he's saying he's learning Efshar, yeah. That Efshar, it's possible, not that I'm not sure. But either way, so he writes that one can, as long as you could see each other, based on the Rashba, that one could count for a minyan. However, he draws the line by you have to be on the same side of the street. And that's even for Zeman. He's not even Mako on. So we'll get why do you have to be on the same side of the street? And Rav Moshe Sternbruch, he rules leniently even across the street. He writes if they're on the balcony or you're above 10 tefachim, it's okay. What's the issue about across the street? And so, because that's a separate halacha where they bring down the issue of having a Rishus HaRabim in between having a Rishus HaRabim being mafsik in between, and the Taz writes that Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean Rishus HaRabim, even a private pathway is a problem, and therefore, so Usher Weiss is makbid, he'll call for that shita that you shouldn't have anything, if it, he'll be make on the same side of the street. Rav Moshe Sternbruch rules it's only if you're on the same, if you're standing on the ground level, but if you're in the upper levels, therefore they wouldn't have this problem. And some say it's only Yesh Misha Omer, so that's a further the discussion how lenient you're going to be. Rav Sternbruch goes even to be Mako with a pathway in between, or Rav Usher Weiss doesn't want to go that far. And then, so you have a fundamental machlokes, let's say you have Rav Shechter versus Rav Usher Weiss, whether you can rely on the Rashba at all. The Rav Shechter says no, there's no, you can't have a minyan period in the discussion. We're not, you can't rely on the, and Rav Usher Weiss and Rav Sternbruch say you can, and Rav Sternbruch this takes it a step further, even on other sides of the street would work. And then they quote, then Rav Shlomo Miller as well. He's like in between. He's a little, you know, he's not as strong as Rav Usher Weiss, but he's okay with it. That we can rely on the Rashba B'Shas Hadchak, but he qualifies it. He's not willing to go all out. He's saying that he wants to make a distinction. He says, but he can't read the Torah in this minyan, and you can't do Chazaras Hashatz. So However, he says for Kaddish and Kedusha, he allowed. So what's the, like, what kind of compromise is that? Is it a minion or not a minion? So he's clearly mesupik if it's a minion. So, you know, Rav Shakta seems to say it's not a minion, period. Rav Ashawai seems it is a minion, and therefore everything goes. And then you have Rav Shlomo Miller, who's mesupik, so he's mesupik. So what's the, so what kind of compromise is that? So the compromise is, the concern is bracha levatoa. So he's assuming you need a minion for all these things, but let's say I'm wrong, and it's not a minion. So if I'm wrong about Kriyas HaTorah and Chazaras HaShat, we're talking about bracha levatoa, either a Drabana or a Daraisa. But by Kaddish and Kedusha, apparently he's saying that, which, that he's saying, which is, it's not a bracha levatoa. So therefore, even though you shouldn't, even though we don't do a Kaddish and Kedusha without a minion, but if you did it, he's saying it's a lesser issue. It's not a, you don't get into the bracha levatoa problems. Even if I'm wrong, there's no issue, even though there might not be a kiyum. So that's an interesting Rav Melamed, or he's quoted in a, or he's quoted in a newspaper article from, I think, Rav Benny Blau. They were asked, what about a Zoom minion? So, again, that's a whole discussion, what he says and why, but just on the same Nakuz. The Rav Shlomo Miller, I'm assuming, would not say it's okay. He only says it by a porch minion, which you have the Rashba. The question is, would I extend the Rashba to Zoom with everyone seeing one another? So, I haven't. So even Rav Melamed would say, he doesn't think so. It's too many. It's too many shilas. However, yet nevertheless, he says you could do. If it's a, he says that he's not recommending it. You don't need to have a minion. But if a person, if you have a strong need, I know you have the chida about going 40 days without a kaddish, a dovish or a kedusha. So different chasat chak. A person feels they really need it. Coronavirus. So then he says that they're regarding, so then he says regarding davening with the minion, so let me see if I can find his quote here. He has it in, so it's right here, so he says like this, at least the way he's quoted. So he says, first, he says, according to Jewish law, at a time when it's difficult to make a minion, you're not obligated. It's number one. And due to the questions regarding the exact definition of makom and kol, so in the context of tefillah b'tzibur, it's impossible to define a group who have gathered for a virtual service. You can't consider, you know, therefore you need a dvarim shebe kedusha. So therefore, you would think so. That would end the discussion. However, he says, if you say Kaddish Yosam or Kaddish Dorbanan, since it's not a bracha levatoa, he writes, in a virtual meetup, perhaps that would be enough to be considered a kind of minion for these. Why are these prayers? Because in time of great need, he says, when there is value for the entire community to pray together virtually, he writes, reciting Baruch Hu before the blessings leading up to Shema is not considered a blessing in vain. Therefore, he said it would be mutter to say Baruch Hu at a virtual prayer service. And he gets into the Yugimu Midah. So either way, so obviously he says it's best not to do it. Again, I'm only reading from Benjamin Lau. I'm reading from a newspaper article. So I'm going, obviously, Halach L'maisi, we'd have to see it inside and have to get more info what he actually says. But I'm just bringing it because he's saying, because because he himself says a Zoom minion is not a minion. However, he makes the same distinction, therefore he wouldn't permit Chazaras HaShatz and Kriyas HaTorah. He wouldn't even say to do it, but he's saying, but if a person has a strong need that he has to do something, so he has the same idea that what, since maybe there's no Isser in saying Kaddish or Kaddish Rabbanan, there's no Bracha Batala, So maybe in a Rio Shasad Chak it'd be considered enough that you could, even though there's no Kiyam of Kaddish, but there's no Isser or Bracha of Atala. So that would be, these are some of the issues about a Siruf. It's from the simple reading of the Gemara Msachim and the Rishonim there, really this seems to be, you have to be in the same room. So how could even a porch Minyanim even begin? That's a Rashba seeing each other. The Rashba learns that Gemara is talking about when you're not seeing each other. And therefore, how far do we take the Rashba? Do we accept the Rashba at all, or we reject him? So Rav Shechter and seems to reject it completely. Rav Ushuaï seems to accept it, and so does Rav Sternbuch. How far you go if it's a minion on two sides of the street, and you have Rav Shlomo Miller that doesn't get into a two sides of the street or not, but then his compromise is he'll accept it when there's no risk of bracha of atala, so he's wavering on it. He's somewhere in between Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shechter in terms of whether there's enough to risk it for Kaddish or Kedusha, which is less of a risk, and that's why Rav Malab is even too willing to risk it, assuming it's correct, perhaps even on a virtual minyan. But clearly that seems to be a Das Yochid, that's the only one I heard even take it that far, and it's not my, and I can't confirm he even says it. So halach l'mais, I won't rely on it, yeah? But it's just to bring it down because of what Rav Shlomo Miller said.